Okay, we'll just try to talk a little bit about the mitzvahs of Yom Kippurim. There are many, many mitzvahs of Yom Kippurim. Some of them are explicit, some of them a little bit less clear. Of course, one of the main mitzvahs is the mitzvah of Inui. So the Torah presents the mitzvah of Inui with two different lashonos. The mitzvah of Inui is presented as a mitzvah saseh, if a positive we're doing something, or positively refrain from something, and as a lo saseh as well. So there is no, it's not a mitzvah saseh b'kum baseh. It's not that you have to shake a lulav, not like you have to hear the shofar, but by refraining from doing something, one fulfills the mitzvah saseh. There's a similar idea that we have when it comes to malacha and Shabbos and Yontif. Not only is there a lo saseh against doing malacha, but one who sits back and refrains and passively doesn't do malacha, one fulfills the mitzvah saseh. So too when it comes to inui, a person doesn't violate the isurim of inui, so then one fulfills the mitzvah derais of inisim esaf. Exactly is the mitzvah? What are the parameters of the mitzvah? So there's a machlekes that we show them just how to translate exactly what the mitzvah of inui is all about. So the Mishnah tells us, the Gemara in the end of the Masechta Yuma tells us that there are five inuyim, five things that are prohibited in Yom Kippur. Two of them carry with them an isur of kares. Achilu shtiyah carry with it onus of kares. And all the other isurim, the sandal, tashrish, mitzvah, chitzas, sicha, don't carry with them an isur kares. So there's a machlekes that we show them. What do we make of that information? So we have to be shown concluded that the reason why there's no isur kares is because they're only isurim derabbanan. That the isur derais, or the mitzvah derais of inui, only is referring to achilu shtiyah. So therefore, everything else is only mitzvah derabbanan. Now the Bishram say no, that the midaraisa, it's just that they happen not to be kares. Kares is a special zirsa kosher that's reserved only for achilu shtiyah, but the other ones are also considered to be part of the mitzvah deraisa of inu of inisim and zafshah seichem. So again, so we're not sure exactly, on the level of deraisa, what has to be refrained from in order to fulfill the mitzvah properly, but clearly is the mitzvah aseh as well as the mitzvah los aseh. The iser los aseh of achilu shtiyah, the Gemara in the end of Yuma points out is that it's not written the Lashon Achila. One would have expected that the Torah would have said, Losochlu, Los Tishtu, the Yom Kippurim, is that what the Kavanah of the Torah is? Then why doesn't it say that? So the Gemara explains that the reason why the Torah doesn't use the Lashon Achila like it uses in other Machot is to highlight the fact that the Shia, the amount of food that one eats in Yom Kippur, is different than other Macholos and Suros. Other Macholos and Suros, we have a tradition, halacha marsha mesina ve'ein achila ela bekazayis. The Torah says not to eat chametz and pesach, and if you eat chametz and pesach, you chayev kares. The Torah says if you eat chaz, you chayev malchus. So the din is that stam achila is bekazayis. That's the basic definition of halacha marsha mesina, the word achila. So since the Torah did not want to mislead us to think that the shiur of achila to kares in Yom Kippur is kazayis, therefore Dafka didn't use the lashon achila. They use the lashon inu. Inu means like if you just eat a kezayis, you're still in the state of inu. You haven't really broken your affliction yet. So that kach nemar alachem hashkina that the shear for eating Yom Kippur is a little bit of a higher shear. It doesn't mean that eating less is mutter. Chaz hashir also ben Torah, but in terms of being chayv kares and malchus, so one only violates the full fledged iser if one eats the higher shear. So there's a reason why the Torah singles out the iser of Yom Kippur dafka not the lashon achila. Is there any other reason? Is there any other significance to the fact that Torah presents the Yisra of Achila, the mitzvah inoy, Dafka not using the Lashon of Achila? This was a big machlokes acharonim. So the Sheges Aryeh has a chiddush based on the Gemara Masechet Pesach. The Gemara tells us that in most of Yisra Achila in the Torah, if you eat something lo kederach achila, that's not a mitzvah derais. Let's say if a person eats raw chazir or raw chaylev, so you wouldn't be chayim alchaser. That's not a mitzvah derais. It's lo kederach achila. The Gemara says that there are a couple of exceptions to this rule. One of the exceptions to the rule is basar b'chalav. If you eat basar b'chalav shelo kederach achila, then you would be chayav malchus. Why is manishtana? Why is basar b'chalav different? The Gemara says because basar b'chalav, the Torah doesn't use the lashon achila. When the Torah says lo sochlu, so achila has a certain connotation of derech achila. The Torah says lo savashak di b'chalavima. The Torah Shabbat says bishul. This one of these sort of bishul comes to include yisur achila. It never uses the Lashon Achila by Basar B'chalav. Whenever it doesn't use the word explicitly, Lashon Achila, then we say that even Shlo Kederach would be Chayef. So Shagazah is a Chiddush, but the same would be true when it comes to Yom Kippur. If a person eats something Shlo Kederach on Yom Kippur, so then one is going to be Chayef, because if the Torah would have said Lo Sochlu Yom Kippur, then we would have exempted Shlo Kederach. If the Torah doesn't use the Lashon Achila, it's a general, different kind of a term called Inui, so even Shlo Kederach is also. Then the Shechita is barred with the cash, but the Mishnah says in Yuma that if a person eats okhlin she'en and ru'uyim, if he eats food that's not edible, he's not a potter. So Shechita explains, no, that's not called Shulaki Derech Achiva. Shulaki Derech Achiva means eating like raw food. So raw food is not inedible. Raw food right now, in the state that it's in right now, normal people wouldn't eat it. And 5 minutes later, cook it up, will become edible. That's not called Achiva, that's called Shulaki Derech Achiva. Ein Royal Achila means the food is so rotten, the food is so spoiled, that it's never going to be Royal Achila. That's a different din. That's not called food, well. That's not called Eichel. If a person eats dirt, then Yom Kippur, he's not Chayef. He eats dirt, now he feels satiated from eating the dirt. So dirt is not food, well. So comes the Shai Yisai and says that on Yom Kippur, the din is that you're not allowed to eat, and even if you eat Shulaki Derech, you're going to be Chayef. But if you have to eat food in order to be chayav, so if you eat something which is ein roel achilah, it's ala cheftza, it's already so rotten that it's never going to be roel achilah anymore, that's not considered to be oichel altogether. So there are two different dinim. The tour of shulaki derech mitzad agavra taka doesn't apply in Yom Kippur. The tour of the cheft, close to the shem cheftza, oichel does apply. So others disagree with the Shai Yisai. They point out the Rambam, since the Rambam quotes the din of shulaki derech even by Yom Kippur as well. There are other discussions that the Achronim have in terms of to use a lashon achila, just how different is eating on Yom Kippur than achila in other areas of halacha. There's a machlokes in the end of the seventh parak of Maseches Chulin, because of Yechon Rish Lachish, what exactly is the moment of time when a person violates machalos asuros? The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, his man is what's called hanas garon. As soon as the food goes down the throat, that's considered to be achila. According to Rish Lachish, hanas meyav. It has to get all the way down to the kishkes, so far that is not clear. It has to be much deeper, further into the digestive system in order to be constituted in achila. If a person swallows something and fills it up right away, then maybe he didn't violate achila, according to Reish Lachish. So the Mechas Chinuch has a chiddush in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, the Mechas Chinuch writes that the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lachish is only by Yisuri achila. Because there's a very specific halachic term, halachapedia term called achila. So the Yechon defined achila one way, and Reish Lakish defined achila another way. When it comes to Ine and Yom Kippur, achila is not the kiveh, achila is not the oiser, it's the built the inui that's the oiser. So therefore, if a person never experienced hanos meyav, the Cheskinuch says he doesn't think that's called the lack of inui. Even Rabbi Yechon would proceed to Reish Lakish, and if the food didn't make it all the way down to the kishkes, so just because you had a nos garon, that's not that wouldn't be enough in order to be chayav in Yom Kippur. But either gisa, even according to this Mechas Chinuch, what if you have a nos meyayim without having a nos garon? So that's for sure not considered to be achila. Say a person has a feeding apparatus or something, they have a tube that puts food directly into their stomach, that's not called achila. Even though they get a nos meyayim, they're now full, they're satiated, but they didn't have a nos garon. Without a nos garon, that's mamisha nothing. We spoke a little bit about this last year in Ksubas, right? About the Truma stories, right? We had a whole discussion about this Mechas Chinuch. Again, so not everyone agrees that it's Mechas Chinuch, but you see this theme in many poskim that the mitzvahs inu and the Isser Achila and Yom Kippur work with the regular rules of Achila, Shtia, Kol Tarakula. They work with their own rules because the Torah uses a different lashon to indicate this prohibition and this mitzvah. In addition to the mitzvah essay and the los essay of eating and drinking on Yom Kippur, there's also in the Yisur Malacha Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah say of refraining from Malacha Yom Kippur, the same as there is on Shabbos and Yom Tif. Are there any differences la halacha between the, obviously between Yom Tif and Yom Kippur, there are differences, Echol Nefesh, even for a person who's sick, there's no heter of Echol Nefesh on Yom Kippur, but are there any other differences? So the Mishnah says, Ein Bein Shabbos Yom Kippur, that there aren't any real differences between the Hagdara of what's considered to be Malacha on Shabbos and what's considered to be Malacha on Yom Kippur, they're pretty much the same. The only difference is in terms of Einesh, the Onesh of Yom Kippur is an Onesh B'dei Shemaim, it's only Kares. In the Onesh of Shabbos, in addition to Karis, if there's Eidim Asra, then the person is Chayav Mishnas Beis Din. But putting that aside, so in terms of the Isra itself, everything is the same. Then the Gemara goes on to a tangent. We spent a few months in that last year, Rabbi Chuni Ben Akana, that Nafkamin is in terms of Kimber Bedramine, they came out living Subas right now, maybe another place. But in terms of the Isra itself, so then whatever is also in Shabbos is pretty much also in Yom Kippur as well. The only thing the Gemara throws out, maybe is a possibility that Yom Kippur is more kal than Shabbos, is Kriva Sayera. Kriva Sayera means, it's Machlokes Rishonim, but it means some kind of preparation of vegetables that the Gemara says that on a regular Shabbos would be Yosur, and in Yom Kippur would be permissible. What exactly is this Kriva Sayera? What exactly is going on? So we assume it's not an Issa D'Oraisa, it would be an Issa Deraita, there would be no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, but some kind of an Issa Derabban involved in Kedima Seyarek that normally we should have Asered, and we're going to lift that Issa. Why are we going to lift that Issa? We're going to Agmas Nefesh. That's what the Gemara says. What does Rabbi Agmas Nefesh mean? So it's Machlokes Rishonim. Most of the Rishonim learn Rabbi Agmas Nefesh means that if it's late in the day on Yom Kippur and you don't let the person start to get the meal ready, when you blow shofar, you daven and finish davening Meir, people are going to be starved. They take another hour and a half to get the food ready. So they lifted certain, otherwise they serve their abundance. We would never let you do these things on a regular Shabbos afternoon to prepare for Malav Malka, but for Yom Kippur late in the afternoon, we're going to let you do certain kinds of serve their abundance. That's the way most of the Rishonim learn Agmas Nefesh. Another Rishonim learn Agmas Nefesh means because we want you to be miserable. We want you to be cutting up the vegetables and like salivating. You're looking, you can't wait to eat that food. It's going to enhance your inui. That's something I consider to be a kiyum, to make yourself more be inui. That's a very, very hard sheet to understand. You never heard of such a thing. There's no mitzvah in Yom Kippur to stand in the hot sun and to sweat and to make yourself miserable. There's no mitzvah to roll the snow in Yom Kippur. There's no mitzvah to be ani yourself. Inui means not to eat, not to drink, to chamishinuya maybe, and that's it. So here's somebody for sure I'm saying, no, that we're going to let you do certain things in Yom Kippur because it's not going to make the matters worse, to make it feel worse. So we usually assume like the other pshat, Agmas Nefesh is a reason that we want to be mekel on you, not to be mamach on you. At the end of the day, it doesn't make much of a difference because we don't do this Kedivas Yerek anyway. When we look at the Sechah Shabbos, we spend a lot of time on what Kedivas Yerek is. Is it a Shalav Boyer? Is it a Shalav Teichen? Is it a Shalav Achon? It's not exactly clear what the Yisr is. At the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the tour, already we don't do Kedivas Yerek because the Gemara says that Kedivas Yerek was only mutter min amincha la'elach. The only mamatvit utta at the end of the Yom Kippur, so people were being mezalzel, they were doing it already early in the day. So when the later Rabbanim saw that people were doing more, they were taking more than Chazal gave them, so then they did away with this whole thing altogether. So at the end of the day, there's no real difference for us between the standards of Malacha on Yom Kippur and the standards of Malacha on Shabbos. So there are two different sets of mitzvahs that we have. Two mitzvahs that say is on Yom Kippur, the mitzvah of refraining from Inuyim and the mitzvah of refraining from Malacha. The two lows that say is refraining from Malacha and refraining from Inuyim as well. Okay, not relevant? Okay. There is a question, what the relationship between these two sets of mitzvahs are. So should we assume that these two mitzvahs really go hand in hand? Maybe there's one kedusha sayyom. Yom Kippur is Chal, whatever time it's Chal, but Shemash, Shki, it says whatever the time of the night that Yom Kippur begins. So once Yom Kippur begins, then all the Kedushas Hayom kick in together. And Kedushas Hayom is a Mechayev of Malacha, and it's a Mechayev of Inui. Both dimensions, both aspects of Yom Kippur are mapped hand in hand. Or should we say no? Then maybe there are two different sets of mitzvahs. It happens to coincide 99.99% of the time, both of them apply. But in theory, you could have a situation where one of them applies and the other one doesn't apply. What would be an example? I'm not talking about someone Zechayel, okay, Zechayel Nefesh. I'm talking about where would you have such a scenario that you can have perhaps Yom Kippur Lagabe some dinim, and not Yom Kippur Lagabe other dinim. There is a pasuk in Parshas Emor that says, Shabbat Shabbason, Nebuchad Nisim Esnaf Shabbosechem, B'tish L'Chodesh B'Erev. The Torah says that you have to be ma'ani yourself already, B'tish L'Chodesh B'Erev. So the Gemara asks in Rosh Hashanah Daftas, what do you mean B'tish L'Chodesh? It just says the pasuk earlier, Be'asol l'chodesh Hashvi. We know when Yom Kippur, the Torah says it 20 times, Yom Kippur is on the 10th day, it's not the 9th day, Yom Kippur is not tomorrow, Yom Kippur is the following day. So how come the Torah one place seems to mislead us by calling Yom Kippur the year Betisha l'chodesh? The Gemara has one interpretation, Tashavavavah tells us, it teaches us you have to begin Yom Kippur mi b'yad yom. You have to start the fast mi b'yad yom. Betisha l'chodesh, get away to the last second until the sun sets. You have to already refrain from eating and drinking a little bit before. So there is a machlekes that we shown him as to how far this mitzvah goes of Betisha l'chodesh b'erev. What exactly is included in this mitzvah? So many of the Rishonim take the view, the way the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daftas seems to take, quote, that takes it, that this is not really unique to Yom Kippur. This is the source for all of Tosefta Shabbos and Yontif. This is the source that we always begin Shabbos and Yontif early, and we end Shabbos and Yontif late, B'tishul Chol B'Erev Aderev. This is the mitzvah deraisa called Tosefta Shabbos V'Yontif. Yom Kippur is the model, is the example, is the makor, but there's no fundamental difference between that and any other Shabbos and Yontif. But the Rambam had an entirely different way of reading this. The Rambam held that the mitzvah of Inui does not the mitzvah of Tosefta does not apply to Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Gerah claims the Rambam derived from a Mishnah Masecha Shabbos that we hold that there is no Tosefta Shabbos and Yom Kippur in a regular week, regular Shabbos and regular Yom Kippur, and even in Yom Kippur there's no really a Tosefta. On Yom Kippur, there's no Tosefet vis-a-vis Malacha. There's only Tosefet vis-a-vis Inui, as it says in the Chumash. B'tisha l'chodesh b'erev, it says, v'inisa v'stav shoseichem, b'tisha l'chodesh b'erev. The Rambam, unlike all the reality of Shaddim, held that the mitzvah of Inu, the mitzvah of Tosefet only applies on Yom Kippur, and it doesn't even apply to all of Yom Kippur. It only applies to a very, very small hip, a small chunk of Yom Kippur, to the Isur Inu of Yom Kippur. So it comes out according to the Rambam. So min haTorah, a person can drive to shul to konedrate, and there's a 6:29. At 6:28 and 59 seconds, he can still be in his car, but he can't be eating then. If he has a lollipop, because the mach would have a lollipop the whole day, like the chayim, so if he has a lollipop, he's got to throw the lollipop out way before that. He can't still be eating at 6:29 and 28 and 59 seconds, because that'll be a bit of the mitzvah of Tosefes. So according to the Rambam, it's a very strange thing. The guy's doing malacha, but he's not allowed to be eating. So you see that there's a concept of a quasi kedushas hayom lechatzoyim. You can have a kedushas hayom for Yom Kippur vis-a-vis inui, and not vis-a-vis malacha. That's a very, very strange concept. So we usually don't assume that way. And it could be that even according to the Rambam, it's not really true. Even according to the Rambam, it's not that you have a kedushas hayom lechatzoyim. That doesn't make any sense. The Rambam probably holds that the din of Tosefes for Inui has nothing to do with Kedusha. It's not that you have to be Moshe Mechol HaKadosh. That phrase, Moshe Mechol HaKadosh, fits into the Rishonim hold as the din of Tosefes by regular Shabbos and Yom Kippur. The Rambam holds as a din of Tosefes, we call Tosefes Inui, has nothing to do with Kedusha. You don't have to, it's not a Yom Kadosh. Tomorrow afternoon is not Kadosh. Tomorrow's a regular Yom Chol. There's a mitzvah. Whenever there's a mitzvah Inui, you have to start the fast a little bit early. So according to the Rambam, we can differentiate between the mitzvah of Inui and the mitzvah of Malacha. Malacha emanates from Kedushas Hayoim. Inui is a different word. Inui means the din, Yom Kippur, it's in the Chayiv of Inui. It's not the Kedushas Hayoim, it's the Chayiv of Inui. Kedushas Hayoim is an Oisev Shabbos, is an Oisev like Shabbos and Yadav of Malacha. There's the mitzvah of Inui, and the mitzvah of Inui begins even a little bit before the Yetzer of the day begins. That's why the Rambam writes, so let's say a person is eating a meal tomorrow afternoon, and they finished the meal, they're done, they weren't planning on eating anymore. It's benched, they close up shop, and then 10 minutes later, they decide they want to have something to drink. The Rambam says, they're not allowed to do that. So the person was going to be dieting, he already finished his meal tomorrow, and he wasn't planning on eating anymore, so he's not allowed to eat afterwards. Because that's like a Kabbalist, like a Tosefes. So the Rambam quotes that din in Hilchos Tisha B'Av as well. Rambam writes that the same is true for Hilchos Tisha B'Av, that if a person is eating a meal, Sudam of Sefas, and he benches, and he had in mind that he's ready to start the day, and then 5 minutes later he gets thirsty, he's not allowed to drink either. So the Ramban, he asks from the Rambam, he doesn't understand. He says, by Yom Kippur, I can understand that. Yom Kippur, you want to tell me that when the person benches, and he's going B'daito to begin the fast, that's like a Kabbalah Sayyid, that's like a Tosefes, so that I can buy, says the Ramban. But Tisha B'Av is not Tosefes, there's no Kedusha Sayyid in Tisha B'Av. So what's the answer of the Rambam to Ramban's time? That's the Rambam L'Shitasai. The Rambam holds that the seventh is not a din of Kedusha. Haraya, it doesn't apply to Malacha. The guy's fasting tomorrow afternoon, half hour Poshki is fasting already, and he's not observing, he's not refraining from Malacha yet, because that din of the seventh, that didn't even, it's not a din in Malacha, it's not a din in Kedusha. So therefore, the Rambam, Chazal instituted Tisha B'Av, called the Tikkun Rambam again, Deraisa Tikkun, they instituted Tisha B'Av, Ke'en the Deraisa of Yom Kippur. So just as the Deraisa of Yom Kippur has the Tisefes beforehand, the Rambam of Tisha B'Av, Kenzai has the Tisefes beforehand as well. So, Kobban, we have again a couple of mitzvahs floating around. We have a mitzvah of Inui, mitzvah and also say Malacha. And according to everybody, we have some kind of a mitzvah of Tisefes. According to the Rambam, it's unique to Yom Kippur. According to the Rishonim, Yom Kippur is just an example that applies to across the board. What about any other mitzvahs? Any other mitzvahs that Yom that we have to do on Yom Kippur? So there is a mitzvah on regular Shabbos of Zochar Shem Shabbos L'Kadsho. You have Yom Kaddish of Shabbos, you have to recite Kiddush. So there is a machlekes of Rishonim, whether that mitzvah of Zochar applies only to Shabbos or it even applies to Yom Tov. The Rabbanah for sure applies to Yom Tov. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, you make Kiddush on Yom Tov, but it's not clear whether that's a din min haTorah or a din min haRabbanan. So the simple reading of the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shabbos is that Kiddush on Yom Tov is a deraisa. How did the Rambam know that? The Torah says Zochar Shem Shabbos. The Rambam quotes that Kol Yom Tov Maniku Shabbos Hashem. That whenever the Torah speaks about Yom Tov, he calls the Yom Tov Shabboso, and it speaks about it as a day of rest, Machos Shabbos. The word Shabbos doesn't only mean Shabbos Breish, it doesn't only mean Saturday, the seventh day of the week. Whenever there's a Din Shvi, Semim Malacha, that's called the Yom HaShabbos LaHashem. We say Mizrach Shel Yom Shabbos. It's a Shabbos to Hashem. We say in the Pesuk of Zimra on Yom Tov morning also. It's also a Shtickle of Mizrach Shel Yom Shabbos. So the Rambam seems to write that the mitzvah of Kiddush is the Araisa on all the Yom Tovim because Kulam Nikru Shabbos Hashem. And the Magen Mishnah Rambam writes that that's not true. The Magen Mishnah doesn't even address the fact that the Rambam says Faker. The Magen Mishnah just writes, you should just know for your own information that Kiddush and Yom Tov is only Midr Rabbanim. So that machloikis, the Pius Bilachloikis of Rambam, it's a strange machloikis. The Mishnah usually explains the Rambam. Here he just argues it on the Rambam, doesn't even comment that he's arguing in the Rambam. This quote unquote machloikis Rambam, the Magen Mishnah, probably should carry over to Yom Kippur as well. Should there be a mitzvah derais of reciting Kiddush in Yom Kippurim? So according to the Rambam, yes, but the Rambam is a mitzvah shavisa. Shabbos or Chal is a mitzvah say of to be shoveis in Malacha. Whenever there's a mitzvah to be shoveis, it's a mitzvah. Zachis of Shabbos, the Katsho. And according to the Magen Mishnah, there wouldn't be such a mitzvah ben HaTorah for sure not. How could there be a mitzvah making Kiddush on Yom Kippur? Don't you need wine for Kiddush? So yes, most probably not. According to most of the Rishonim, including the Rambam, wine is only mitzvah Rabbanan. Ben HaTorah, Kiddush is b'dvarim. So according to the Rambam, the Pasha Dvarim is that there's a mitzvah of Kiddush and Yom Kippur on a regular Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur on a Tuesday night, it would be a mitzvah deraisa of Kiddush. No worse than, no less than Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah, Shmir Teres, Pesach, and Shavuos. Because it's a Yom Tov, it's called Nikru Shabbos Hashem. When Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, everybody gets all tzitzit about the Shai, everybody gets all tumbling about. Is there a mitzvah to recite Kiddush and Avram, Vegas, or some man, everybody gets all excited about the Shai. But the truth is that even on regular Yom Kippur, according to the Rambam, there is such a mitzvah. How do you fulfill this mitzvah? You fulfill this mitzvah by davening Ma'ariv. When you daven Ma'ariv, say, yes, Yom Kippur Mazeh, Mikra Kodesh, if it's different, try and finish. So you're going to be out to the mitzvah. So according to the Rambam, if there's a mitzvah deraisa of Kiddush on every Yom Kippur, so you say it, you're out to that when you daven Ma'ariv. According to the Magen Mishnah, that Kiddush and Yom Kippur is only Midr Rabbanan, they obviously didn't institute Kiddush on Yom Kippur, Midr Rabbanan, they don't want you to drink on Yom Kippur. So they left the deraisa, that Yom Kippur wouldn't require Kiddush altogether. But according to the Rambam, it would be a mitzvah deraisa, pashas of Zohar. The Gemara says in Masechah Shavuos, the end of the first parak, that there are multiple mitzvahs on Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah of not to eat, a mitzvah not to drink, a mitzvah not to malacha. And there's a mitzvah to be Kara Mikra Kodesh. The Gemara says that Kara Mikra Kodesh is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma on Yom Kippur. The question is, what is that mitzvah exactly? What does it mean to be Kara? How do you Kara Mikra Kodesh? So it's not clear. The Gemara doesn't have a call. What are you supposed to do? I'm already doing a mitzvah. What do I do to be Kara Mikra Kodesh? Rashi on the spot writes that when you daven on Yom Kippur, you have to mention Kedushas Hayoyim. So Taisus asks, well, who says the mitzvah daven in the first place? Minotaur. So what kind of mitzvah is that deraisa of Mikra Kodesh? So Taisus quotes the Nevi Rabbeinu Tam. What Kara Mikra Kodesh means is not that there's an independent mitzvah of Mikra Kodesh, but rather Mikra Kodesh means that whenever you do things on Yom Kippur or in Shabbos and Yom Tov for that matter, you have to do it for the right intent. So let's say if a person doesn't eat on Yom Kippur because he's on a diet, so he decides today's a good day. Wait, we're not going to eat all day. So he fulfilled the mitzvah of the Nisim of Shasechem. At the end of the day, he didn't eat, but that's not called Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh means you have to be Kari at Lashem Kedusha. It means anytime you do the mitzvah Yom and Yom Kippur, you have to do it with Torah's Mikra Kodesh. You have to do it Lashem Kedusha Sayyim. The guy doesn't work on Yom Kippur. He's retired, he's on vacation, he's sleeping all day anyway. He's not doing any melacha, not because it's Mikra Kodesh, so he didn't violate, you know, Kamalacha Losasim. He fulfilled the mitzvah of Shabbosot. He rested on Yom Kippur. He didn't do any melacha, but the mitzvah of Mikra Kodesh he didn't fulfill. So according to Minatam, Mikra Kodesh is not a mitzvah b'fnei Hashem. Mikra Kodesh is a mitzvah that qualifies all the pre-existing mitzvahs in Isurim on Yom Kippur. But Rashi al Torah and Rashi Zemar quote from the Toras Kohanim a different part Lagamri that the Toras Kohanim interprets the pasuk of Mikra Kodesh as a separate mitzvah. What's the separate mitzvah? How do you be kareh Mikra Kodesh? So the Teres Kohanim writes that you wear nice clothing on Yom Kippur. Why is that? Why do we pick daf on Yom Kippur? So the Teres Kohanim explains, on a regular Yom Tov, it also is Mikra Kodesh, a regular Yom Tov, you can have Mikra Kodesh by doing special things, by having special meals. When you serve special Yom Tov food, that's called a Mikra Kodesh. On Yom Kippur, you can't do that. So on Yom Kippur, the only thing you can do is you have to be kashe b'ksusnik here. You have to wear nice Yom Tov clothes on Yom Kippur. You have to wear your clothes in Yom Tov also. But in Yom Kippur, that's the only way. It's the only way to fulfill Mikra Kodesh. That's why if you take a look in the Chumash, if you look at Chumash and Rashi and Pashas Emor, so the Torah says Mikra Kodesh many times. So when it says Mikra Kodesh on Sukkot, so Rashi says on the spot, Mikra Kodesh on Sukkot, Kabdeh B'Ksus Nekiyah. You should wear a nice clean clothing, nice Choshma Yom Tov clothing. So the problem is that why did Rashi say it on Sukkot? Rashi should have said it on Yom Kippur. So the answer is he did, but the printers didn't understand it. The printers goofed, and they put the Rashi in the wrong place. Because it says Mikra Kodesh on Yom Kippur, it says Mikra Kodesh on Sukkot. So the printers didn't understand the Torah's Kodesh that Rashi was quoting was dafka relevant to the Mikra Kodesh of Yom Kippur, not the Sukkot, so they placed it in the wrong place. And some of the new Achumashim, they've corrected that, and they've pointed out that Rashi belongs five Sukkim earlier. And you might have said, you've got to say the Rashi in the right place, so they're saying the Rashi in the wrong place. From Akhavi the Yemen, Shnei Mikra, but you have to make sure you're reading the right Rashi at the right time. So every Yantav, there's also a Dinner Mikra Kodesh of Ksus Nekiyah, but on other Yantav, you have other ways of doing it, whereas on Yantav Yom Kippur, the only choice is the Dafka Yidei Ksus Nekiyah. There is another possible meaning of Mikra Kodesh, that's what the Ramban himself writes in Pashas Emor. Ramban Lothar writes, the Mikra Kodesh is like Lashon Kriya Eda, of gathering everybody together. He says that you have to have gatherings of Kedusha on Yom Kippur, like you have in the other Shabbat in Yantif. Then you have to come to Shul together to daven and to do Dvarim Shabbat Kedusha together. The rest of the year, so coming to Shul, not a din deraisi, but daven at home, But on Yantif, so you're supposed to come to Shul, Minhag Torah, you're supposed to have a special Kriyas HaTorah, a special Shiurim, and special Tzibardika ways of celebrating Dvarim Shabbat Kedusha. That's Shuta Shul Mikra, Mikra Kodesh. That's supposed to take place in Yom Kippur. So when you come to Shul Yom Kippur, everyone davens Shachar together. Everyone davens Musaf together. Everyone listens to the rabbis' drasha together. That's the Kriyas. That's called Mikra Kodesh. That's the Kiyum that you get in the regular Shabbat, and you have to get that in Yom Kippur as well. So we have a lot of different mitzvahs to do. Stay away from eating, stay away from drinking, stay away from Malacha. Actively try to do maybe Doch Yom Shabbat Kacho. Maybe we have to do Mikra Kodesh. A lot of things to do. There is another possible mitzvah that we have to do on Yom Kippur, and that is the mitzvah of tshuva. The mitzvah of tshuva / vidur. The Rambam formulates the mitzvah of tshuva. So he writes that you do tshuva, and then vidur is the way tshuva expressed itself, and that's the entire mitzvah. One of the tag mitzvahs to do tshuva / vidur. So obviously we're all going to be doing this mitzvah of tshuva and vidur. We hope we're going to be doing this mitzvah properly on Yom Kippur. Chazal instituted dafka to say a formalized vidur is for each of the tefillahs of Yom Kippur, including Erev Yom Kippur. There is a machlekes and rishonim what exactly the nature of this mitzvah of tshuva and Yom Kippur is. The fact that we're doing, why are we doing tshuva and Yom Kippur? Why are Chazal making such a fuss to say vidur and Yom Kippur? So all we're doing is there's mamash a mitzvah hayoyim of tshuva. It's like Rosh Hashanah has a mitzvah yom of Tkiya Shofar, and Sukkot has a mitzvah yom of Lulav, and Pesach has a mitzvah yom of Achilas Matzah. So Yom Kippur is, and one of the mitzvahs hayom of Yom Kippur is to be chayzeh b'tshuva. It is mamash mitzvahs hayom. What do I say? No, it's not a mitzvah hayom to be chayzeh b'tshuva in Yom Kippur. You just have to be a fool not to be chayzeh b'tshuva in Yom Kippur, because the reality is that it's a subzman kates the Bechil Yisrael. If Nehashem Tataru, that Kiva Yom Zeh Chabrah Kadosh Baruch was saying, I'm going to accept your tshuva today. You want to be a moron and not do tshuva, it's your loss, but the Torah is recommending to you to do tshuva. It's not like I'm a vatal mitzvah. If I choose not to tshuva on Yom Kippur, it's not a bitul mitzvah. It was a bitul of an opportunity. It was a big, big loss. It was a terrible thing. I'm a fool for doing that. But it's not like the guy who didn't shake a lulav. It's not like the guy who didn't eat matzah. It's not like the guy who didn't hear the shofar. It's not a mitzvah sayom per se. So the Rambam's lashon mechas tshuva sounds a little bit like the second way. Because the Rambam writes that Yom Kippur is man keitz slicha mechil Yisrael lefikach, everyone should better do tshuva on Yom Kippur. So the Rambam doesn't say chayav adam lasas tshuva b'Yom Kippur. The Rambam introduces by saying these are the facts. It's a man sof keitz mechil slicha Yisrael lefikach. Therefore, if you want to be if you have a brain in your head, so therefore it would be kedai you to be chayav b'tshuva. But it's not a mitzayim in the classic sense of the word. Are there any other mitzvahs hayom or related mitzvahs hayom to Yom Kippur that perhaps we're missing out? So there is a minug, at least according to some, is a minug. Rosh in the end of Masech Azuma quotes the name of the Gaonim. There's an age-old practice to go to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur. So the question is, what is that based on? What's the source for this idea of going to the minug? So the Rosh quotes from the name of Sadja Gaon that he used to make a bracha when he went to the mikvah. Shekin Dishar mitzvah says, Allah tevila. Like when a woman goes to the mikvah, Mamash made a real bracha, like a real mitzvah. So the Rosh is wondering, what mitzvah is there? What mitzvah did Rav Sadja Gaon have in mind? What exactly mitzvah are you fulfilling to go to the mikvah? The Rosh says, I also go to mikvah every mikvah, but I don't think you should recite a bracha on it. So what exactly was Rav Sadja Gaon's kavana? So the Rosh gives a suggestion, and then he ultimately rejects it. The Rosh says that maybe Rav Sadja Gaon's kavana was, is that chayav adam mitaras ma beregel? There's a din that before Yom Tov you have to be mitar yourself, to the foyer jantif, the mother death of Tzuvah, the chayvan of the Taras of the regal. So maybe Rav Tzadi go in hell, that the regal is lav dafka the shal shregolim. Maybe the Kedim Kippur, Shoshana, Shoshana. So we're also considered to be Yom Tov and regolim for these purposes. Maybe that's the reason why Rav Tzadi go and said to make a bracha. So the Rush says that that's the reason that he doesn't think it's right, because he doesn't think that mitzvah applies to his man as that. Why not? It's because you don't become Torah anyway. If you don't have Eifa Paraduma, the guy goes to the mikvah, moves a couple of tumas here and there, to the sheret, the veil, that. But the biggest tumah, Avivah's tumah, the tumah's base is still there. So, my hanilan your tevila. The Rush says he doesn't think the mitzvah technically applies to his man as that. In theory, it applies in your kippur, but it doesn't technically apply to his man as that. So, the Rambam would hold that it doesn't apply b'chlal to his man as that, and it doesn't apply b'chlal in your kippur ever. But the Rambam writes, mitzvah, the taras of a regel, is only a mitzvah bizman hamikdash, and it's only a mitzvah when you're going to eat karbonos, when you're trying to get ready to go lila regal and eat the karbonos, and the Torah says make sure to become tohar. Yom Kippur, no one's going to eat karbonos, there's no mitzvah lila regal. So in the middle there would be no mitzvah of the taras of the regal. So what's the shot of Rav Sajigon? Well, some want to say, Rav Sajigon held, it's mamash apostle chumash, b'fnei Hashem, titaru. Means you have to become tohar. We usually think titaru means a lashon tshuva, lashon, you know, cleanse from sin. Rav Sajigon, according to some, understood Bnei Hashem Tetaro means is a mitzvah latar atzma biyom kippurim as best as you can. I can't get tumas made, at least get rid of tumas veil and share it. Bnei Hashem Tetaro, you try as best as you can to mitar yourself. So that would be a whole new mitzvah to do right before Yom Kippur, to fulfill the mitzvah of the Bnei Hashem Tetaro. But we usually don't assume that way. We go to mitzvah Yom Kippur probably not for that reason. But again, according to him, according to some achronim, the Shulchan writes like this, this would potentially be another mitzvah that you have to do before Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day, action-packed, a lot of stuff, a lot of possible mitzvahs out there. Kadosh Baruch Hu give us a siyas nishmaya to perform all the mitzvahs that you earn properly. And it should be, hopefully the most important, but it's a formal mitzvah, not a formal mitzvah, but because of the tshuva properly, it should be mekuyam, the case, the shlicha, mechila kvara, to us and all of Christ. Okay, so we had to cut short a little bit today, but we're going to give it up to the 60 or something. Okay. Right, 10 o'clock we're starting, right? Okay.